This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the Tuesday, Good Day plus DJV Experience here to give you a good day. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. We've started a new feature on the DJV Experience, set up a special telephone line, and we would like you to call this number, 800-282-2333. How about that? When you call, you're going to be asked to give us your opinion on this issue. The question is, this week, are you tired of and fed up with the turmoil in government? Look around you. Every day, it's like the war of survival. Survival of the fittest, anyway. So the number is 800-282-2333. Press 1 for yes or 2 for no. Pretty simple, right? Each time I do this, there are 40 or 50 people who call that number. That's cool. And then you, after you answer the question, yes or no, you'll be given the opportunity to follow the bouncing ball through a number of things that you may find good for your home or your business or your life. So, again, the question, are you tired of and fed up with the turmoil in government? Press 1 for yes or 2 for no at 800-282-2333. Got that number, ladies?
282-2333.
800-282-2333.
I just called.
And what did you find? You heard my
I said yes. Today,
right? You said yes. You're tired of and fed up with the turmoil in government. I don't blame you. It's outrageous. Okay, so in the last 24 hours, what's been the most exciting thing that happened to you, Jennifer?
The most exciting thing that's happened to me.
Not much, apparently.
No, I slept really well. Power was on and off last night. We had a lot of wind in Southern California. Yep, very blustery.
Blustery, all right. Victoria, what about you?
I ordered new rugs. That's about the most exciting thing. I did a lot of spring cleaning yesterday and decided that Bentley is now old enough, hopefully, that he will not eat the two he will not eat the two new rugs because he ate the current ones. So
all right. Bentley is a good boy. Yeah, pat him on the head. He'll have a lovely time. The speaking of Victoria being in New York, this statue of the fearless girl is at the end of Wall Street looking at the bull. There's, you know, you see whenever there's anything about Wall Street, you always see that gold. Isn't it kind of a gold-colored bronze, I guess?
It's like bronze
bull.
Yep.
Yeah. So State Street Global Advisors put this girl after the International Women's Day celebration. Would you call that a celebration, was it? What do you think?
Yeah,
International celebration.
Sure. Yeah.
If you like to march, it was fun.
Yeah.
Well, right, I mean, so besides that, I think it was definitely something to, you know, honor women who, you know, who've been pioneers in various fields. I think that a lot of people did tributes online, I mean, separate from marching and protesting.
So,
I think it's a celebration.
What was the purpose of having this fearless girl put there?
I don't know, actually. I mean, it made a big deal. I mean, people were talking about it a lot.
Why,
I think
though?
It was
I never understood why it was there.
The reason that she was put there was to, I guess, raise awareness for hiring women in financial fields. That's why it's down on Wall Street. And hiring women in you know, executive positions in large companies on Wall Street.
Do things like that work?
Jennifer, well, we're all talking about it. I mean,
we're talking about it, but does it have impact? That's we're all
I
talking
don't
know. A lot of people are talking about stretch leggings because of what happened on the United Airlines plane. But is that going to make a difference in whether young women wear stretch pants? on the plane or not.
Who cares? I mean, this whole thing with United Airlines, I feel sorry for them. I mean, they have a set of
rules.
Sorry
for United?
Yeah, they have a set of rules for when people fly as, like, family members or whatever it is that they fly with, these special passes. And so these kids weren't wearing their dress code, so they said something about it, and now it's blown up, and celebrities
it
are crazy about
crazy?
It online.
It's
Who
everywhere.
Who cares?
It is absolutely, you'd think it was the only thing going on in the world. The leggings issue on Facebook, if you pay attention. See, this is one of the reasons I'm a little reluctant to engage in social media as much as some of, I say, you, not necessarily pointing at Victoria or Kara or Jennifer, but there are a lot of people who are in this business. I've spent my career on the radio. Jennifer is building a career on the radio. Victoria is building a career on the radio. And Kara is building a career on the radio. Do I want to be defined by what's on social media or by what I say in front of this microphone that is being transmitted to you so that your ears can pick up the sound of my voice and the meaning of my words? Rather, I would rather have that and have no flat screen, because the flat screen has no emotion. It has no interpretation. It just is a bunch of words on a screen. And yet, to listen or watch television or listen to some of these radio programs, you think it was the only thing the consultants say, you got to use social media, you got to have an active Facebook page. Why? So that we can have nonsense like this fly in front of us every day. I mean, it's, I guess, sort of interesting, but what comes of it?
I think, like, I don't know, specifically where I pay attention, it's a lot of times with cable news, and I think cable news is desperately looking for stories
desperate
to create.
Desperate is the
because,
word. You're
yeah,
right.
Because
desperate.
They're looking for 24 hours a day of stuff to cover. And so they've turned this issue into not really what happened, which was that these kids were flying. They were flying with a certain kind of pass because they were a family member of an employee. And because of that, they're asked to stick to dress code guidelines when they fly. And they weren't wearing the dress code, so they were not allowed to get on the flight. Instead of just talking about that issue, cable news has turned this into, well, society tells girls what to wear.
What? I mean, my only issue here is that it just feels like, and you went to a school where you wore a dress code, so maybe it's different, maybe you're just much more used to it. But I always feel like dress codes are so extremely out of date, especially for women, and maybe that's why that's the focus on cable news. But I was reading it, and it's, you know, no shorts 3 inches above the knees. Well, if you're a woman, good luck finding
that's true.
Shorts that aren't 3 inches above the knee.
Uh-huh.
You can't wear spandex or tight dresses or tight skirts. So I think the issue is that a lot of the things that are in the dress code just specifically affect women. So if it's in the summer, I guess you're wearing long pants and a T-shirt. So.
Or a long, flowy dress or something, right? I
mean, yeah, so it's just a lot of
are
things.
Are they going to examine you to see if you're wearing a bra soon? Is that the dress code?
I don't know. I think that's probably the issue, too, is that I think people are just interested to know if it's actually enforced all the time or if it's arbitrarily enforced, depending on what airport you're in. So, you know, it's a dress code, and whoever they were with, whoever, like, whatever family member works for United should have filled them in on it.
Right.
So I think it's that person's fault that they got caught up in this.
Okay,
but
so speaking of getting caught up, Kara, so some reporter runs over to the headquarters of American Airlines and says, what's your policy? So American dutifully marches somebody out to a press conference. Our approach for paying passengers is that we reserve the right to bar you if you're clothed in a manner that would cause discomfort or offense to other passengers. How do you do that? Who knows? That's like the definition of obscenity. There is none. There's no community standard.
Yeah, but you know what? We do need a community standard. We do, because
for
here's
obscenity?
The thing.
How are you going to get
not necessarily
it?
For obscenity, but the thing is like people get so crazed about being able to express their opinion and being outside of the cultural norm. Look, we have cultural norms for a reason, and that's because they're normal. And so there are a lot of people, and we've all seen them, who board flights in their pajamas or who board flights whatever.
That.
And it's like, you know, when people used to fly, they had respect for flying. They would dress up in suits.
Jennifer?
I don't necessarily think we need suits, Doug, but I think that, you know, dressing up with a little bit of respect for ourselves and the people around us is not a terrible thing.
Okay, bingo, ding, 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 ding. It's about respect for yourself. That's what the bottom line is here. Thank you for hitting that. Karen and I were talking about this earlier before you ladies arrived, as to, she said, well, you fly first or business, and do they have a dress code for you? And I said, no, but I do remember the days, and it wasn't maybe 20 years ago, when in order to get an upgrade, you needed to be in a suit and a tie, or you needed to have a tie on anyway.
You had to look the part.
There was discretion on the part of the gate agent as to whether you would get an upgrade or not, and this was before they attached dollars to it. And if you were dressed properly and there was an empty seat in the first class section, they'd put you in it because they liked the feel or the look of that part of the cabin being upscale. After all, it does cost more money. I was the other day, and they used to not let children into. Now I'm going to really grind up. They used to not let children in first class.
So how could a family travel together? They had to be back in steerage?
The kids rode in the back and the parents rode up front.
They just put the kids in the cargo and the parents up in first class.
But there is something, I don't know, I mean, now it's based a lot on mileage and that sort of thing. And I was sitting up front the other day, when I was coming back here actually, and there was a youngster sitting next to me. And we got involved in quite a nice conversation about what she was doing at school. And it is, you know, it's sort of some of the snobs say, oh, children in first class? Why should there be children in first class? We're in a different world. There's a certain amount of analytics here, maybe pragmatism. The airlines are trying to encourage families to go on trips because it's better for them. They're not doing it because they're trying to help families. They're doing it because they're trying to help themselves. Look like there's a balance here between personal trips and professional trips. And so they consciously are changing the way they want themselves. I know American does that because that's what the airline I'm on. But it's very obvious, actually, what they're doing. And so was it fun? I found it. I don't usually want to talk to people who are next to me. I usually just be quiet. I don't want to engage in some foolish conversation, but this young lady was, she didn't engage me. I just was looking at what she was reading. I said, what are you reading? And so she talked about school and stuff, and she was very well-mannered, nicely attired. She was just a nice kid. And so you've got that versus the leggings. Now, I don't know that you can tell if somebody's wearing leggings, that mean they're smart or not or good or not. No. The old, you can't tell a book by its cover. And you're right, Jennifer, this has become crazy.
But, I mean, look, and I'm not saying I don't support 10-year-olds wearing leggings. I mean, who cares? That's great. I mean, I think a lot of 10-year-olds wear leggings. A lot of people older than that don't wear leggings. But maybe it is. Maybe Kara's right. Maybe because I went to Catholic school 12 years. I respect a dress code. And if there are rules, then follow the rules. And if these people didn't know, that's too bad. But don't blow it up on social media because it just it makes everybody look stupid. What's the end game?
So that was back to my original premise here of having so much focus on the social media side of this, which seemed to be kind of crazy. All right, so that's good. Thank you, ladies. You are not dismissed. It's 20 minutes past the hour on the DJB Experience.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Yeah. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This woman has had to change the face of pop music, and she's done such a great job doing it. People love to go see her in concert. They love to listen to her music, but
Adele
says that she may stop touring. She's on her Live 25 tour. If you don't get to see her, she may not. Now, this is something that a lot of people have said, and then when they look at how much money they rake in every year from going on tour, they decide to put up with 40, 50 nights on the road. She was in New Zealand last night for the final show of her tour. She told the audience, "Touring isn't something I'm good at. Applause makes me feel vulnerable. I don't know if I'm ever going to tour again. The only reason I've toured is to visit with you. I'm not sure if touring is my bag." And I think that that is true. There's something about her appearing in public. You see some of the video that captures her when she's leaving the stage. Often she bursts into tears. She's very emotional about how she connects with the audience. She doesn't need to tour, for heaven's sakes. Look at how many records she's the biggest star in the world several times over now in terms of how much music she's selling. So,
you know what, though? That emotional connection that she has with the audience, I think that's the reason why she's going to tour again.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. But she's got a husband and a small son, and she doesn't. It's been pretty well documented that she has a stage fright. And yet she went on this tour schedule. Sold out crowds, people paying. You know, I told you I wanted to go see her, but I'm going to pay $1,400.
Yeah, I tried to see her too. I just couldn't afford it.
No, it's crazy. So,
but she's worth like $125 million or something. I mean, she really.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Adele, you know, Cher retired 25 times, but Adele seems to be someone when she says something.
More authentic.
Yeah, yes, she means it. Yeah.
I really kind of do believe her. And I don't think she's never going to perform live ever again. I think there might be one-off shows here and there.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to see her on a grueling tour like this. I mean, this was a big tour.
Take your money and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
All right, 26 past the hour. Speaking of touring, Jill Scott has announced her summer tour dates. She's a three-time Grammy winner, hitting the road this summer starting on the 23rd of June in Hampton, Virginia. She is a poet and an actress, also singer-songwriter. I will tell you that I'm not that familiar with her. I've heard her name before, so what is the true essence of Jill Scott and her popularity?
She's very jazzy. And
yeah.
Cool.
She's jazzy R&B, and I think, yeah, she just has one of those, like, old-school kind of smooth voices.
Yeah.
And, yeah, people just really respond to her really well.
Mm. She's going to be on the road with Stevie Winwood, Mavis Staples, Andra Day, Hamilton star Leslie Odom Jr., Christian McBride, Valerie Simpson. That's an interesting combination. That's this Jazz Bowl. In L.A.? Where is that? Where is the Jazz Bowl series held?
I have no idea.
It's
maybe
at the
Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah.
Is it at the Bowl? That would make sense.
That's why they call it the Bowl.
Jazz at the Bowl, yeah.
Is that a shot? Are you taking a shot of me? Jennifer?
I remember the Don't scream at me when I'm sneezing. Yes, I was taking just a small shot at you, but don't worry, God got me back. It's a nice knee step from my
kid. Okay, Dougie, so much for Dougie. I love Dougie. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, God
so
bless
much
you,
wind that I can't stop sneezing.
I sneezed yesterday. I had one sneezing fest last. It was 14 sneezes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine. Thanks very much for asking. 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Equivocation. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Understanding philosophical fallacies is critical for figuring out whether or not your arguments are logical or simply rooted in belief. Equivocation is the philosophical fallacy that occurs when the same word is used with two or more different meanings. For example, success can mean many things. What one person considers success just simply isn't what you might define as success. The solution? Well, at least in this case, clearly define what success is to you, and then go after it like your hair is on fire. You have one life, and this, today, right now, is your opportunity to seek your success. Don't get caught up in a logical fallacy. Unequivocally, go after what you want. For inspiration, motivation, and personal growth, download Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes, and money could be in your account in as little as one business day. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4343 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 4343. Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Huh. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here. They open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The cobwebs, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, 34 after the hour. I am Doug Steffen. This is the DJV Experience. You can follow us on social media. You know that opportunity we all have to share so much fun. It's wonderful. Let's see. On Twitter, we're at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn, because Jennifer Horn is at the DJV Show, and On Air Victoria is at the DJV Show, and at C. Schillen, she's here. Doug Steffen, at Doug Steffen. Facebook, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so there's a powerful article in the New York Times which quotes David Greenfield of the University of Connecticut School of Medicine saying, quote, people are carrying around a portable dopamine pump. And the reference is to smartphones and how they are hurting adult relationships. I don't think they're just hurting adult relationships. I think they're hurting children. The survey, which is quoted in the New York Times article, suggests that American teenagers who are from the age of 13 to 18 average 6.5 hours of screen time a day. Mm. So this, back to my point, maybe today will be the day that we grumble about social media. We were talking about the impact. For those of you who are just joining us, Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and I were just talking about the impact of this leggings thing and how is blown up. Some person who was a blogger took exception to United not letting a couple of young girls on a plane because they had leggings on, and what this has done to the national conversation. So as a follow-up to that, in a manner of speaking, here's this Pew study that suggests 24% of teenagers are online most of the time. How many you have friends or relatives, Kara, Jennifer, Victoria, that are in the teenage bracket?
Mm-hmm, yeah, all my little cousins are all...
Do you know anybody who doesn't have a smartphone?
No.
You.
Smartphone.
And even you have one now, yeah, but you're my one. Last holdout friend with the flip phone.
Even my dad went from the flip phone to the iPhone now, and he's one of those people who's constantly playing with it. So, yeah, it's everybody. And they also have it in school, too. They're on screens in school. Yeah. So
my grandparents do not have one.
All right. So here's what the article suggests, that because of teenagers' addiction, it's good that teenagers are addicted to digital devices because drug usage is going down.
Mm.
And parents say they think that's because the digital device, and this is what some parents even use as an excuse to get one of these things for somebody who's 8 or 9 years old.
Distraction.
Yeah.
So parents kids are bored and they do drugs, and now they're not bored, so they're not doing drugs.
Well, but what does this say about parenting? What is a parent's job? They give them the device so that they don't have to pay attention to them in many instances.
Or is it just trading one addiction for another? I mean,
well, but the addictions come usually as a result of parents not paying any attention to them. They're looking for something to do or make, you know, to wrap themselves around in their lives.
Smartphones. It's also a psychological need for excess, too.
Say that again?
It's also a psychological need, I think, for excess. I mean, there are plenty of people with addictions who had very well-engaged parents. Sometimes that's just biological, where somebody's looking
for excess.
Yeah, okay,
yes, I'll give you that, yes. But is this a drug? Are smartphones a drug or an addiction? Is that what we have going on here? And I don't know that it's... I'm not making a judgment whether it's good or bad. I'm not telling you... I have said to people in my life, I wish they would not spend so much time being constantly connected to it. And now I find myself, I don't take it with me into a restaurant. I don't take it with me into me, but I have it in the car with me or in the truck. I don't usually take it in the truck. I usually take it in the car. But in the truck, I don't have, I take my flip phone. If I need to talk to somebody that's on the farm, I don't need my device to do that. But the constant connection is what I'm talking about. 100% focused in what's going on now. And many people say they can't live in the world unless they are connected to the smartphone. I say you can't live unless you turn off
your smartphone. You're not living. Right. You're not really living. I mean, you're not present. You're missing. I mean, it's, you know, there's so many examples of people who travel. And, you know, you're on a friend of mine was just in London a couple weeks ago, and she took the train out to the countryside. Yeah. And there was an American group sort of sitting near her, and they were all talking about they couldn't wait to see England. And she's like, they missed all of England because all you had to do was look out the window and look at the rolling hills and the sheep and stuff, and she was like, they completely missed it the whole time because they were just complaining about the Wi-Fi connection.
Well, that's what it is, you see.
I mean,
that's it. That really is it. Here's there are two or three different adjuncts to this. I thought we ought to, I want to get your reflection on what happens. There's a sort of a yiker here in terms of isolation, what we were talking about. There's another something, let's see here. This is from the Pitt Center, Pittsburgh State Center for Research on Media. And it concludes young adults who use social media for at least 2 hours a day double their risk of feeling socially isolated.
Mm.
So it keeps you from becoming addicted to one thing, yet it creates something in you that might not be. Did you feel ever socially isolated as a kid growing up, Jennifer?
Sure, I think so, but not severely. I mean, I think every kid goes, oh, they're playing without me, or they hate me. I mean, that's just kid drama.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I always felt engaged, and I think my parents always pushed me to be engaged. I mean, when we would go places, I would have to sit at the table. You know how many kids now are banished to, you know, go play, go do this. My parents always forced me to sit and talk to adults or talk to other kids or whatever it was, even if I wanted to withdraw. So I would say a little bit, but not severe.
Okay, Victoria, that this issue about mental health problems and what creates them, the social isolation, these kids that are doing some of the unspeakable things, get a gun and go shoot something up, most all of them are mentally warped, and it starts with a feeling of isolation. I think
well,
you could find
everything
that
is acceptable online and in video games. Like when you get to live this dream life where there's no real repercussions. You die and then you get to come back to life again. You know, it's like it's a fake world. And I think you're right, Doug. When you have an underdeveloped brain living in a fake world, weird expectations are set up.
It really is.
And the isolation thing too also happens when you start living vicariously through other people's posts on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and there have been some studies that have come out about that now, that the more you look at someone else's life, the more you start comparing it to your own. And even if you're a younger girl, and it could be something like, oh, she's thinner than I am, or she has you know, some sort of accessory that I really wish I had, but I can't afford it, and then it starts building that way until you feel like your life is less than everyone else who's online. And there's a lot of isolationism that comes from that too, just comparing your life.
At some point in time, maybe not today, let's just for a minute talk about silence, reflection, putting down the phone, even putting the newspaper down, shutting the television off. How much more time do we have before Lent? When is Easter? Is it next Sunday?
It's on the
2 weeks from
16th.
2 weeks from Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're now, and isn't there a Jewish holiday also?
Passover.
Passover's coming. All right. Okay. So, in these times, I'm talking about what I remember about Lent. I don't know much about Passover, but I will tell you, as a kid growing up, going to church and things like that, it was more of an emphasis on being quiet and reflecting. In other words, no noise, nothing. You sit quietly, and you are asked, but at that age, what are you thinking about? You think about, I was thinking about girls. I don't know what everybody else was thinking about, but when I had moments of silence and reflection, I was thinking about, you know, some of the other girls that were in high school with me. But as an adult, I think that the benefits of silence and reflection. Now, I talk openly on the air about meditation and just, although sometimes we have used the iPhone to set up a meditation or to have music behind the meditation. But when I'm by myself now, especially when I'm going to bed, I just set aside a time. Maybe it's 10 minutes. Maybe it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes. It just depends, to just have nothing there. And one wonders about the benefits of this. It's a discipline.
Well, we've also, I don't know if you remember this, Doug, but a couple months ago, there was a study, I don't know if we talked about it or not, I remember reading it, there was a study about how your brain heals and grows, and it's an absolute silence is the only thing that actually allows your brain to heal itself and produce new cells and things like that, I think it was talking about the benefits of walking through the woods and just hearing nature.
So if your mind
silence
is constantly
important.
Engaged by having these damn things on all around you, and I don't want to sound like some old curmudgeon, but it's good for everybody, no matter what your age, to encourage people to just be quiet for a while and reflect. Reflect on what's good in your life. Reflect on things that you have to do. Plan a little bit. Jennifer and I, and Victoria, we all run from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And I've spent my whole life doing that. Not that I have a bad life, because I don't have a great life. But every once in a while, I just want now to collect my thoughts.
Peace.
And
Mm-hmm. I know. If I don't have that, I start to feel horrible. I mean, there's just so much. And, you know, I don't know if it is me just getting older and way too busy for my own good or whatever it is, but it seems like there's just more noise now. It's like everybody has to have something going
things,
all the
yeah.
time. It's like there's always a TV or there's a, you know, all these things. And it's like sometimes you just need to quiet for a second.
Yeah. Ugh. And these are our reflective thoughts for you. You take them or not, but I think it's time for us to just calm down. Maybe Lent gives you the opportunity. Might be 46 past the hour. I'm going to couple that conversation with a suggestion that we use parachute bedding when I get into bed.
Best place for quiet time, right?
Exactly. The ladies came and cleaned things up. I don't know why I said the ladies, but it's just a group of couple of ladies that come clean the house, and they were here, and I made sure to point out to them where the parachute bedding was in the linen closet, because that's what I want on my bed. And it's what you'll want on your bed when you start using the sheets and the duvet covers and the pillowcases and all this that we've been talking about here for months. Jennifer's got it on her bed. Victoria's got it on her bed. Kara's got it on her bed. And you can find them. You won't find the cover. You can go to the website, parachutehome.com/DJV, and look around and see what they have. But you won't know what it's really all about till you experience it, right? You ladies wouldn't have ever felt. You wouldn't know how to feel what
right.
these things feel like unless you actually got them.
Yep.
And so Parachute 60-night trial means that you can test run your sheets for 2 months. 2 whole months of using the sheets, your new bedding. If you don't like it, you just send it back. No questions asked.
And they donate the sheets, which is great.
Right,
yeah.
They do. They give them to Habitat for Humanity. So get the best bedding, better than going to the store, parachutehome.com/DJV. 100% natural, no chemicals, none of that stuff. Egyptian cotton, sateen bedding is what Victoria has. I always love that. You know who introduced me to that was, what's his face, who's on WABC? What's his name? He's the... Guardian.
Oh God! Oh boy, my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Curtis.
Curtis. Sliwa. Yeah. He has a sateen.
He lives on my block. I see him all the time. Yeah,
I love Curtis. He's
I was his news girl for a while. Yeah,
really?
He loves me, but he's
crazy. Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, bat crazy. But anyway, he's got a nice sateen.
You know,
shirt.
He named his son after Hunter.
Yeah.
After the TV show Hunter. Yes.
Yeah. I find it's a nice soft feeling. That's what made me think about him. Mm-hmm. Soft and smooth, the bedding is.
So Curtis Lee
really
was soft and cuddly like parachute sheets, huh?
Right.
Is that what we're getting at? All right.
Visit parachutehome.com/DJV. Free shipping and free returns. Check out parachute bedding.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta, Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? Ibotta. Ibotta. You've got to Ibotta.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Instagram. Say that word fast. Instagram. Has some new features. Instagram. The names people, they come up with these names for these products. Aren't they amazing? And oftentimes, they do tell the story. What's PayPal? Think about it for a second. Or, I mean, come up with Facebook, Instagram. Isn't it fascinating what those words come to mean? I think it's really, I may be the only one who thinks it's
fascinating. We get so used to it, we don't really think about it anymore.
You don't think about it, you don't analyze.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of analysis, our Tech Talk is brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post your job for your company to over 200 job sites with one click. One click only, you'll be able to find candidates anywhere from any industry, any group. Post it once, I tell you, and watch your qualified candidates come rolling in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it without cost. First time is the charm. Try it. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and find the candidate. Whether you're running a small company like I am or a big company, medium-sized, no matter, doesn't make a difference. Quality candidates are everywhere for the job that you're looking to fill. So fill it the right way. Don't take all your time. Let ZipRecruiter do the work. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is the way to get it free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so with so much attention to Instagram, Victoria, what's the latest there?
Well, Instagram announced a new screen yesterday that can be placed over certain sensitive content. They released a statement that said, soon you may notice a screen over sensitive photos and videos when you scroll through your feed or visit a profile. While these posts don't violate our guidelines, someone in the community has reported them and our review team has confirmed that they are sensitive. You can still access what's behind that screen, but you just have to tap an extra button to remove it. It's a good safety precaution. It's things like animal abuse videos, people who don't want to see that, and, you know, things like PETA. You were talking yesterday, Doug, about the PETA video. Yeah. Things like that some people don't want to see, so they can flag that, and a screen will be put over it. All you have to do is hit the button that says see photo, though, and then it lifts that screen. Mm-hmm. So some of the other stuff that they're talking about that's sensitive, obviously things like, you know, nudity. Instagram is very strict about nudity, so anything like that and other graphic material, all of that will potentially be screened. They're also bringing in a much-needed security tool to all the users. It's a two-factor authentication. Now, Apple started this. It's an extra layer of identifying that you are you. You're not a bot, and you're not being hacked. And it's a great way to add an extra layer of protection for all of your accounts and for your info. And so all you need to do is on your the little gear icon on your profile page, just select the two-factor authentication and toggle the switch to require security code, and then that's going to make sure that your stuff is extra safe. Instagram has not been hacked. They've been okay so far, but it's in case there is a widespread breach, you definitely want to make sure you've got the two-factor authentication.
All right. There are a lot of people when you use I go to Uber if I'm at the airport in Los Angeles or if I'm somewhere I need a ride. Uber is the quickest, and I find them to be good. A lot of people take shots at them because they're so big. Lyft has started using the same sort of software. They're trying to separate themselves from Uber. There's another company, too, that's coming. Uber's grown so fast. They have a lot of now management problems. Lyft wants to have you know they're not like the other people. And why do they feel like they need to be connected with some social justice platform?
Well, you know, Lyft got a huge PR boost when they donated $1 million to the ACLU after the travel ban stuff after that happened. So now their next big thing is it's called Round Up and Donate. And so you can enroll in this program. It's free. And as you end your Lyft ride, let's say your ride is $9.67, you can round up to $10.33 will go to your chosen charity. So it's kind of a cool thing. I mean, it's an easy way. Right now, Americans are really big into donating to various causes, and pretty much across the board, charities have seen an uptick in donations. So this is kind of a cool thing.
And this is better than paying for it with your tax dollars. This is a very, very acceptable way for me. You choose who you want to get your money, and then it becomes a tax deductible. This can be a tax deductible expense. A ride in a cab's $10, okay? You write it off. 33 cents goes to some charity.
Right.
And so, by the way, this is
a great program.
It just shows you again, Lyft is worth $6 billion now, just a software program. Uber is upwards of $8 to $10 billion. Some people say $50 billion it's worth. My God. Think of the brains and minds behind just creating a software program like this.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.